It was an early July morning, 1944. And a young telegraph operator who worked in a drugstore in the tiny town of Bedford, Virginia, about halfway between Roanoke and Lynchburg. She connected to the central operator with her usual morning message. Good morning, Bedford, go ahead. And the central operator sent back these three chilling words. I have casualties. Now, the tiny town of Bedford knew that a number of its young men were a part of the Allied invasion force seeking to liberate Europe. And they knew that D-Day had happened, June 6, 1944, 68 years next week. But that was all the news they had. They had no idea how their tiny little town was about to be forever linked with a beach 4,000 miles away. But the word they received from the central operator was chilling. I have casualties. Turns out that 23 young men from this tiny town died on Omaha Beach in the Green Sector on D-Day in the invasion. 23 young men, the largest per capita sacrifice of any town in America. The young telegraph operator typed in the usual message, "Good morning, Bedford. Go ahead." She did so in innocence and ignorance and naivete. She had no idea, nor did her townspeople, how their little town would have invested so heavily in a great world event and lost so much. But her innocence and the innocence and ignorance of the entire town was shattered in those three words, I have casualties. Jesus was very aware that even on the eve of his betrayal, his disciples really did not understand the gravity of the events that were about to consume their lives. They say to him, "Oh, now we understand. Now we know you're truly sent from God." And Jesus answered, "Oh, you believe? The hour has come. The hour is now when every one of you will scatter to your homes and leave me alone, save for the company of my Father." They speak in ignorance and naivete. And Jesus tries to shatter that by means of this meal in which the central symbols are broken bread and poured out wine. This is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you. The kingdom of God is not established easily. There will be casualties, and I am the first. For God's redemptive narrative does not happen without the shedding of blood. You and I often talk about the great Christian virtues: love, hope, faith, grace, patience, kindness, as if these virtues are easily embodied in the world. They are not. They only come through strenuous effort. All of our virtues and values of God's kingdom are embodied in conflict with forces of hatred and evil and apathy and selfishness and dishonesty. Christ's church can only truly be Christ's church with communal investment and intentionality. Meaningful love only happens through sustained discipline and commitment. Faith is only possible through the sustained sustenance of the Spirit. Hope is only made real by communion and trust in the trustworthiness of Christ. All of our virtues, all of our values, if we are going to live them in the real world, we have to live with a sense of militancy. For the forces of evil are arrayed against us. And in the real world, bodies will be broken. Hope will be frustrated. Energies will be drained. And blood will be shed for the kingdom of God. There are 21 crosses in front of an elementary school in Texas on this day that underscores that fact. On this Memorial Day weekend, it is helpful for us to remember that when Congress wanted to establish a D-Day memorial, they knew the only place they could put it was that tiny town of Bedford, Virginia. And so they erected a series of statues, a series of structures that tell the whole narrative of the D-Day invasion. One of those statues is of a fallen soldier whose spilled backpack lies beside him, and atop the contents is his Bible. The symbol is very powerful. God's word does not protect us from conflict. God's word is no magic charm from evil. But God's word does go with us into the valley of the shadow of death, even as we bear our cross for the kingdom. As we leave today and go out into the world, we are reminded that we do not practice our virtues and our values in a vacuum. All that we seek to accomplish for Christ is done in conversation and in conflict with hatred and evil, with apathy, dishonesty, with selfishness. And yet our Lord says, through the eloquent symbols, this is my body broken for you. This is my blood poured out for you. Be of good cheer. For whatever you face, remember, I have overcome the world. The scriptures say to us very simply, Paul writing to the church at Corinthians, what I received from the Lord, I delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body broken for you. In the same way, the cup after supper, saying, this cup is a new covenant in my blood. As often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and you drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Through the words of Scripture, I offer you invitation to this table. I remind you, as I always do, it is not Dr. Krimmer's table. It is not even the table of Vineville Baptist Church. It is the table of the Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone and everyone who would claim this Christ as Savior, anyone and everyone who would live with that spirit of spiritual militancy on behalf of the kingdom of God, you are invited to partake. As you have heard in the scriptures, our Lord Jesus, again, trying to convey to his closest friends the very meaning and power and tragedy of God's redemptive work, breaks the bread and says, "This is my body. And it's broken for you." But even in the face of that violence, he pauses to give thanks. Lord, we do not understand at times the violence that intercedes into our world. We do not understand at times why innocent lives are unjustly snuffed out by disturbed people. We do not understand why, through the power of your Spirit, we cannot somehow create a world where your will is all in all. But we know, through the example of your Son, that you are invested in this world and are willing to suffer its violence for our sake, that your redemption indeed may be established. And for that we give thanks in Christ's name. Amen.